Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Ladies and gentlemen!
1 minute to showtime.
Whoa!
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number 5.
Okay, be honest. What's the most unusual fad exercise or diet concept you've ever tried?
Ooh, because I've tried them all, really. I remember back in the day, was it the Israeli army diet or whatever it is, where you eat nothing but bananas one day and nothing but chicken another day, and there's a day where it's chocolate. And the idea is that, you know, you'll just get, your palate will just be overcome or overwhelmed with the same thing, so you'll just back off eating it. So even though you're eating chocolate all day long, you're not eating that much chocolate when it comes down to it.
So the too much of a good thing actually will have a reverse effect on you.
Apparently. Okay. It didn't really work as a diet, I will say. But there are diets. Look, I personally am waiting for the magic pill, the magic weight loss pill. And I unashamedly say that, because I know I'm not the only one. You know, watching your weight, it can be a struggle. And you exercise and you try and one, you fall off the wagon and all these things. I mean, it's just the human battle. The human battle, Cliff, is what it is. But ta-da! I think the magic weight loss pill might be here, and I am kind of excited about it. I'm not going to lie. It's not medically overly invasive. It's not full of chemicals or anything like that. What it is it's a little pill that actually turns into a balloon in the stomach, which of course then curbs the appetite. It's like a displaces space in the stomach, so it helps you eat less and then lose weight that way. It's the balloon system. It's known as Obalon, and it actually helped obese people lose nearly 7% of their body weight during tests.
I don't know about this.
Why?
Well, the idea that you're going to take a pill and it's going to turn into a balloon in your stomach. I mean, you just think about the concept of that for a minute. What's the balloon made of, and what happens if the balloon bursts? What happens if you eat something spicy? Do you end up going whizzing around the room? And where does the air come out?
That's right.
I don't want to see that.
It would be a... That's funny to think of. Would it like shoot through your colon, and would you like let out a fart so big that your head bumps the ceiling? I mean, what would happen?
Oh, pardon. My balloon burst. Excuse me.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat.
Number 4.
Hey, this is pretty cool. Some scientists are looking to grow...
That's cool. Oh, okay. Go on then.
Well, it is a little bit. I mean, think about it.
I mean, science,
the concept is cool. Are trying to grow human organs inside pigs so they can later be transplanted into needy patients. I mean, think about this for a second, right? But many in the scientific community are calling this some sort of Franken-science.
Yeah.
So, tell you what, let's find out more. On the phone right now, we have a man who has actually received one of these so-called pig organs. Sir?
Oink.
Very, very funny. Listen, tell us a little bit about your pig parts, if you would.
Well, look, all men are pigs. I was a pig before, and now I'm even more of a pig.
Oh, jeez. Hey, what was the organ you received?
Hey, I don't receive organs. I only give one to very lucky ladies.
Oh,
all right. Listen, we're talking about the pig organ here.
I'm talking about my big organ, too.
Oh.
No, your pig organ, your pig.
I know what you want to talk about.
Oh, God. You really are a pig.
Look, I just want to tell you what a scam this whole operation was.
Really?
Yeah. They told me after I get a pig organ, I'd be able to get with any chick I wanted.
Well, wait a minute. Is that a bad thing?
When they're talking about actual chickens? What kind of a farm freak you think I am? That's a cock-a-doodle-don't.
Oh, my God. Listen, okay, I don't think we want to talk about this anymore.
Wait, before you go, I just have one more thing to say.
Yeah, what's that?
Oink!
Oh, all right.
God.
Get rid of him.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
This will go down. Think about this. This will go down probably as the craziest political year, regardless of who you're voting for or who's going to get elected. I mean, it's just going to be an insane political year. Whoever ends up being president at the end of this, I mean, look at the journey. Look at who we've got to choose from. It really is crazy, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if we have the lowest turnout ever, really, because of the candidates that we're looking at. Was like, well, I don't like any other choices. I don't think I want to go and vote. It's funny, though. You were telling me off the air that you had a conversation with someone the other day.
Who was complaining about everything. And then I said, well, who did you vote for in the last election? And they hadn't registered to vote. They not only didn't vote in the last election, they weren't planning on voting on this one because they didn't like anybody. I'm going, well, how can you take a position if you haven't taken your legal right as a citizen of the country to make your choice, right?
And the other thing is, you know, a right that has been fought for, people have died for the right to vote, and then people are so cavalier with that right. Like, I just don't feel like it. And it's not just this election where it's just a crazy election with, you know, some interesting candidates. It's any election. Some people just don't ever vote. It blows me away. Let's ask Siri, because that's what we were talking about. Let's ask Siri and see what she thinks.
All right, Siri, what do you think about people who can vote but don't register?
This one is great. I love it when people have the balls to have strong opinions about political candidates running for president. Could you be any more annoying? You are going to run off at the mouth about who should and shouldn't be president when you aren't even going to try to help decide the matter. For some reason too, the people who put in the least amount of effort into the election process are the ones getting in your face about it the most, telling you why you are wrong.
Right.
If somebody lectures you on voting and isn't registered, you should be able to karate chop them in the throat.
That is law. Love that.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number two.
Craft beer is all the rage. I haven't tried this one, but I looked up the title and I loved it. Smutty Nose Finest Kind IPA.
Oh, you just love the word smutty in it, really?
Smutty Nose.
You're
love that.
Your smutty nose.
The other thing I love is some of the flavors are really interesting. You know, they talk about caramel, hints of this. Hints of that. I mean, the descriptions on craft beer is really kind of what makes you want to try a certain craft beer. But I think this Australian Brewing Company wins.
Oh, look.
I don't know about this one.
Leave it to the Aussies to come up with something so rare and precious and expensive and then put it in a beer. Honestly, we Aussies know a thing or two about brewing. We are incorporating whale vomit. Whale vomit into a special new beer, Robetown Brewery's limited run. It's called Moby Dick Ambergris Ale. Features hints of ambergris or whale vomit, which is excreted by sperm whales and is most commonly used in perfumes. And it legitimately is a hugely, horrendously expensive
byproduct.
The result, they say, is a pungent, animalistic aroma, musky, ethereal perfume, full body, caramel malt and fruity flavours, very balanced bitterness. This is what the website says. Though the aroma may not be for the faint-hearted and the beer isn't exactly vegan-friendly, the ambergris perfume adds another dimension to this unique tasting experience.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It tastes a little bit like the sea. It tastes a little bit like marine animals. It's like Budweiser and bait. This is not something I'm going to try. I'm sorry.
That's what you could do if you want, like, the poor man's version of that. Is just, just take some bait, throw it in a blender with your bud, right, and do all of that. Here's what I want to know. What makes a whale vomit in the first place? It's not like they're eating bad seafood.
Well,
their
maybe
seafood
had a bad
is fresh.
Crustacean or something. It happens to the best of us.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Number one.
Okay, I don't know if I can even do this. Here's here's the headline. I'm sorry I'm laughing before I even tell you what I'm laughing about, but officials in Wales are warning people to be on the lookout for some stone sheep.
Stone sheep. Oh, I want to see stone sheep. Look at you. You're just tickled by the whole idea, aren't you? Oh, God. Oh, there was God. An illegal cannabis factory recently got rid of waste by a process called fly tipping. And authorities say they're worried about sheep in the area getting high from eating the cannabis waste. And in fact, a flock of sheep, is that what you say? A flock of sheep? It's a flock of birds. What's a group of sheep called?
I think, is it a murder? No, that's for
crows.
No,
that's not crows. It's not a herd. A herd of sheep.
A herd of sheep. I think it's a herd of sheep. I'm sure it's a herd.
Yeah, whatever it is. A bunch of sheep that may have already eaten some of this stuff have been creating a little bit of havoc, actually, in this Welsh village. An official said they're tearing up people's gardens, and one entered some house and into a bedroom, created a bit of a mess there. Oh, my God. What is a... The thing with sheep is they never pick up after themselves, do they?
No.
They don't. God.
And what are sheep like when they get the munchies? I mean, they're going to take out an entire yard, I would imagine.
You think so, right? There go your flowers. There go your everything, right?
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.